This is episode 4 of ATTO, your premier anime and television podcast. Ben,
I'm Daisuke,
and this is ATTO, your premier anime and television podcast, bringing you your fourth episode.
Yes, it's number four already.
Yes, four, sweet, awesome.
We got a
great show for you guys today. Ben will be reviewing Heroes, a huge hit on NBC this year.
Yeah, it's actually returning next week, right?
Yep, brand new episode next week, episode 12, Godsend.
And Daisuke here will bring you a review of Tsubasa Chronicles, the first season and the second, and also a bit on the movie.
Alrighty then. Should we head into news?
Yeah, let's do the news.
Actually, before we should actually tell them who we are, how to get to us, if you already got to us.
Well, if they're listening now.
Even so, but still. Alright, our website, which is still up, animetelevisiontoronto.blogspot.com. Tell your friends. There's a subscribe button that was recently added to iTunes because I realized
we're still really working on it, but you can see it work in progress. It's getting better and better, so check it out.
We put up the post for the iMaid Cafe where you can see a nice little picture of Daisuke there with one of the maids.
Yeah. Yes. With me and the maid.
Yep.
Anyway. Check out the cafe too.
Yeah. Cafe's nice. If you got time, you can check that out. Website. Emails. People, you got to email us. You know, we want your feedback.
Really don't know what to review now. We're running out of ideas. Like, we have lots of things, but we don't know what people want to hear.
Because remember, this is for you, people. You don't want to bore you with reviews of shows that you don't like.
So we'll take requests.
Exactly. We'll take any requests you guys can give out. We already gave Zetsue his request of Oren. Yes, any other requests, we'll be more than happy to do. Anyway. For the email, the show's email is animetelevisiontoronto@gmail.com. And my personal email is Sven Walker. That's Sven with an S.
S-V.
Because I know you guys might have been trying to email me and you might have gotten a little confused. Sven. It's with an S. That's at Hotmail. You can email me there too.
SvenWalker@Hotmail.com. Yeah. Okay. So, is there anything else before we jump right in?
No, let's keep
okay.
Get it in there.
Anime news or TV news? Rock, paper, scissors. We'll start with anime, I guess.
Anime it is.
Anime licenses. Very controversial one. Death Note licensed by Viz, to those who are following. That came as a surprise to me because I had no idea that was happening. And, like, I was waiting for a new Death Note release, and it didn't come out.
I personally didn't think they would do so early. I thought that they might give it, like, I know, till the show to end, then license it. Because
Viz did it prematurely, because the way they're doing it is, basically, they're going to have it up for download on the web.
Which isn't a bad thing, right? I mean, you can still get your Death Note if you like it, you get some.
I really don't find... It's like paying for fan subs, basically.
Okay. Well, no.
No, because that's how... Because it's streaming by web, right? That's how they're doing it. So they say they're going to have it out the night after or the day after the release in Japan on Japanese TV.
It's going to be subbed, right? Yeah, but I mean, at the same time, I mean, I don't know. It's kind of hard to say. Okay, look at this, people. Would you rather have that you don't have it and wait for the DVDs? Hence, all fan subbers will stop subbing it because it's licensed,
yes,
and you have to wait for the DVDs. Or you can get your Death Note a little easier, I guess.
Yeah, they're doing rentals too, right? Rental downloads.
Yeah, I want to see how that works.
It's like, so you have this certain amount of time to download it and watch it, or you're not downloading; you're actually just streaming, and you can't download it. Yeah. So you have this certain amount of time to just watch it, which is weird. But we'll see how that goes. See how people. Like it. There are still groups that still do it. It's still like Datebayo doing licensed stuff. They're not I wouldn't say the groups aren't as good as the original groups. I'm not saying that just as a disrespect thing, but they are speed subbers, so they will get out Death Note as fast as they can. And plus, they're not big groups. Most of them are probably just 1-2 people just subbing it, so had to commend their work. But so it's still licensed material. So people, material.
You know, take it easy on the fan subbers. They are doing you a favor
sides on the whole lights or subbing of licensed material, I guess. Just going to be a whole different argument there. But so we have Death Note, Rosin Maiden is also licensed by Genyan. Yes, that was expected, I guess. Yeah, that was expected by most. It'll be released in spring 2007. The first part was DVD 1.
That was kind of not expected. Licensed now, released DVD in a couple months. That's kind of fast.
Well, it was.
I think they might have already started voice acting and like getting all the dub work all done, and then say, hey, you know what? We license it now. And then we're gonna tell you guys we released the first DVD. Because that'd be amazing if you could do that.
It would suck if they actually did the voice acting and then they didn't license it. That would suck. Well, voice actors still get paid.
So. True.
Back again about the Death Note. It's not just limited to downloads. DVDs will be released eventually. When the show's done. If you really don't like the whole download system, I'm pretty sure you're paying by credit card that way, right? If you don't have a credit card... you can wait for DVDs, and they will be dubbed. Though I haven't heard anything about subtitles on the DVDs, so I'm kind of skeptical about that. They say the DVDs will be dubbed, but they don't say anything about subbing. But
hold on, if the DVDs are dubbed, then there's usually a Japanese audio
usually have a Japanese audio. I don't know how they're doing it this time. But
we'll see.
We shall see. We have the Air Game musical.
I don't know how that's going to work out considering Air Gears, Rollerblades.
DVD release in May, so you don't actually have to go see it
in Japan, but you can actually get this DVD.
But it's going on this month if you are in Tokyo and Osaka. Yes, if you are in Tokyo, Osaka, go check it out if you like it. Air Gear.
You know what? I'm going to take a little side news note here. We have... When was our last episode? Last week? And it was released...
Sometime last week, yeah.
All right. So there was this new thing that came out, I think it was about a week ago. Was it about a week ago? It was kind of after our podcast. It has nothing to do with anime, nothing to do with television. Actually, it has something to do with television, but it's just a new thing that I personally like.
Right.
It's the new Apple iPhone, which finally came out. You know, we've all had those...
Apple needs something to bring out its
stuff. True. I mean, personally speaking, Apple is a revolutionary company. They have... I was lucky enough to watch the, well, not lucky enough, everyone could watch it, but I did watch the keynote presentation that
Which Steve... Which was 2 long hours.
2 hours. But personally speaking, it was two entertainingly hours. I mean, Steven Jobs, I mean, he is an enthusiastic presentator. I mean, he'll present it with enthusiasm. And he made this phone seem like it could cure cancer.
It's a good phone.
The way he introduced it was as if he just introduced a cure to death. I mean, he was like uppity-up-up. He was like, I'm excited. I've got the greatest thing ever to be created for you.
Because if he made a mistake with that phone, he would have been fired.
And everyone else lost their jobs too. But the phone looks amazing. I can't wait for it to hit Canadian shores since we do live in Canada.
If you guys are interested in the iPhone or... Our American listeners probably know more about it than us, but you can check it out. Links will probably be on show notes. Just search up iPhone. You'll probably find something or
but seriously, the design
find lawsuits for, against the iPhone already.
The design for it is just so... I mean, who could have thought up the idea of...
It's pretty revolutionary technology.
Of replacing all the buttons and all the everything with just a touchscreen.
The wave of the future.
It's like, screw buttons. Who needs to push buttons? Let's get touchscreen. Touchscreen everything. Touch, 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 touch. You know, in the future, when you buy a laptop, it's not going to have a keyboard. It's just going to be a screen.
I would want one of those,
That'd be awesome. Just no tech, no keyboard, no nothing, just a screen. That'd be amazing. And give like a little... You know what? No stylus either. You don't need a stylus. Who needs styluses anymore? Use your fingers.
Anyway, I think that's it for the main headlines for
anime.
Anything else? Do you want to go into TV? Nope. No, I think I'm about it. Done. That was fast.
Talk about No, that was kind of is it kind of old? The guest list for Animazement, is that old or is that
guest list for Animazement? We talked about that. The Animazement going on North Carolina. They're getting a lot of Japanese voice actors. We get the English dub of Bleach, English Bleach voice actors. So I don't know, it's a trade-off, I guess. But Animazement is actually looking pretty nice right now. So Animazement North, up to you.
I mean, it's the same weekend. I'm guessing there's some kind of thing with that, but I'm not 100% sure. All right, I guess I should talk about news for the television watchers and
it might people. Actually outrank the anime news because of the Golden Globes.
Oh yeah, yeah, Golden Globes. Today is Tuesday something or another, mm-hmm. right? Well, the Golden Globes yesterday, I did happen to catch them. They were nice.
That's all you have to say.
No, yes. Okay. It was. What can I say? There really wasn't. There was a couple of upsets here and there. I mean, there's a lot of stuff that I wanted to win that didn't win. Like, for instance, Nasioka, which I knew wouldn't win only because he's so obviously damn new. Obviously,
he wouldn't win.
I wanted Heroes to win, too, but they didn't win either.
Who won into House? Did House win?
Yeah, House win. House I wanted Kiefer Sutherland to win, but he didn't win. House had to win, which I'm cool with. You know, Hugh Laurie is good. He's a good actor, but Kiefer Sutherland...
Wait, he's the other doctor, right?
No, Dr. House. Hugh Laurie?
Yeah.
He's Dr. Yeah, House. He's Dr. He won. House, yeah. But I wanted Keith Sutherland, man. Jack Bauer. Bauer!
Last episode, you wanted Keith Sutherland to win, though, didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, but now you're all...
Well, okay. No, because he's Keith Sutherland. He's Jack Bauer. Jack Bauer's Keith Sutherland.
Too much hype about that guy.
Yeah, so, I mean, all the awards are up. I mean, Ugly Betty cleaned up the show, which I kind of predicted. Kind of. I mean, only because it's Ugly Betty. I mean,
it's a very funny.
The number one show humor. Of all. The number one comedy show of the season, I guess.
Yeah.
Well, not the number one, I guess.
Well,
but
it's ranked up pretty highly.
Yeah. I mean, America Ferrera is apparently a great actress. She portrays the geek in all of us.
Wait, what's her name?
America Ferrera.
Yeah, that's she.
Yeah, her I know. Name's America. America. Well, her parents are very patriotic.
But, yeah. Any other big winners? Sasha Cohen from Borat.
And I love that. That was the best acceptance speech ever. He shows up there in a suit. No Borat.
No Borat-ish.
I know. Look. I mean, that was the biggest surprise ever. He just shows up there like a normal human being.
Oh, you're saying Borat's not a normal human being.
Is he? Come on, is he?
He portrayed the Kazakhstanian or Kazakh.
And because of it, he basically... You know,
he looked at everything in a comical look.
But he basically made fun of a single country.
Well, he actually went to a car dealership to look for a car to run down Jews.
Yeah, then
looked in a comical.
So through the implication there, he implies that all Kazakhstanians hate Jews.
Well, he's a Jewish person himself, so...
Which is the hugest humorical problem ever there. I mean, come on!
Like, I was...
You know what?
I was actually talking to Kira the other day, and, like, he actually expressed that as long as you're of that type person, you can actually laugh at yourself quite easily. Like, Jewish people laugh at Jewish people, Chinese people laugh at Chinese people, people laugh at black people, it's all... But if you have it the other way around, well, it gets kind of iffy there.
Yeah, that reminds me. Kira was supposed to be here today to do episode 4 with us as a guest host. He got tied up at school and stuff, so we'll see if we can keep...
Kira will come back. He'll come back and surprise you all.
Yes, he'll be here one of these episodes. We don't know which one, but he'll definitely be back.
he'll definitely be back. Yeah, we can't keep him away.
We can. A little bit more news. MTV Movie Awards, June 3rd.
All the awards show around this time, aren't they?
But it's June 3rd, that's kind of like, what, a couple months away from now?
June 3rd?
Yeah, June 3rd. Not January 3rd, June 3rd. Oh my god.
No, I didn't think January, I thought it'd be closer than that. June 3rd, well, yeah. That's pretty far away.
It's the Summer Movie Awards, right? Or for the MTV Movie Awards. It's gonna be live, people. And I know a lot of people know this, it hasn't been live in many, many years. So yeah, it's gonna be live. And, that's gonna be something you all want to check out, because it's, live MTV. Who doesn't want to see that, huh? We want to see all the wardrobe malfunctions and all the other, mishaps and happenings that could happen.
That might be interesting. Okay.
Another thing, small thing, Kanye West is gonna be putting up his own reality TV show. Following the days and the lives of young Kanye West. Not young, but, you know, Kanye West in general.
Mm-hmm.
And also, following that note, Paula Abdul will have her own reality TV show following the American Idol judge through her difficult times as the American Idol judge.
I don't have high hopes for that or any of those reality TV shows.
I don't know. It's just it's kind of like a fad. I mean, what are you gonna tell us that we don't already know?
It's like instead of like hiding from the paparazzi, let's just invite them in and just like have them take pictures of me 24 hours a day.
Exactly. Well, yeah, exactly. Anything else?
I don't know. It's your department.
I guess
that's about it. I think that's about it for TV. Like other than Golden Globes, we're not gonna go. We're not gonna go to the in depth. I think we went over the big winners.
Yeah, I don't really think we should go, you know, head over heels into every single winner.
Yeah, there are a lot of awards. If any of you watched,
they won. I know Dream Girls won a couple.
Quite a few. Ugly Betty won a few. Did a lot.
That's about it. Well, I know Babel won, which is good because it was a good movie.
Mm-hmm.
The Brad Pitt movie.
Yeah. Anyway, let's jump into reviews, I guess.
Alrighty then. Let us jump in headfirst into these reviews.
So you want to hear people talk about Japanese cartoons?
You know, anime.
But you think the other anime podcasters just aren't nerdy enough?
Sounds like you need to join forces with the Anime World Order.
Where each week, three self-proclaimed experts offer you reviews.
Of titles both new and classic, news and commentary.
Rants, convention reports, interviews with fandom.
And some hentai and yaoi for good measure.
So search for anime in the iTunes music store.
Or visit our website at animeworldorder.com.
Anime World Order, revealing the truth about anime, one podcast at a time.
Alrighty then, Daisuke, who should start this review off?
Your choice.
I don't know. Tsubasa?
I'll do Tsubasa Heroes. Tsubasa first. We'll save Heroes.
You know what? We should end the episode right here, put it up, and then have everyone email us back to see who would go first.
Yes. Episode 4, part 1.
And then part 2, and then part... No, episode 4, part 0.
No.
And then part 1, and part 0.1, and... Yeah, all right. Well, you can go first, Daisuke.
Tsubasa Reservoir Chronicle. I should correct myself.
Did they ever tell you why it's called Tsubasa?
Tsubasa?
Yeah.
Well, Tsubasa means wing in Japanese.
Right, that makes
sense. So she has
wing. Oh, no, it makes feathers, sense. But I mean, what about the Reservoir Chronicles? Did they ever say that?
I don't know. We'll have to ask Clamp. We'll get back to you on that. If we can, like, grab Clamp or...
We socially gone kidnapped
them. Kidnapped them. But, Tsubasa Reservoir Chronicle, to those who don't know, it's a Clamp series. Hence, all our Clamp references. I think most of our listeners have watched Cardcaptor Sakura.
Let's do this. Let's give an overview of Clamp. Clamp are four.
Yes, they're so important.
Yeah, it's Clamp, right? I mean, Clamp is basically four Japanese animators. These four women, right?
Yeah, and
they've smashed out some great hits over the year. You know, X, Arv.
They've had over 90 million Clamp manga out or sold worldwide. Not 90 million singles, but 90 million sold, which is a lot because they began in 1989, so almost 20 years.
89, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right. X came out like end of eight. Yeah, that's right. Hold on. From what I remember, RG Vega was their first manga.
Then
they came out with X and a couple of others after that.
Originally, they had 12, and then they just kept dropping and dropping, and now they have four. So, they have the.
They have four animators, and that's basically all they have right now.
Yeah, they've done quite a bit. To people who know their better known series, I guess, Chobits, Triple Xaholic, X, Tsubasa Reservoir Chronicles,
and they're only
and
running
Cardcaptor Sakura, yeah,
obviously, but obviously, they have a Legal Drug, which is their current running manga, aside from Tsubasa and X,
Tsubasa is probably going to be on wraps probably soon.
It can't be more than three. You know, the one thing, because I remember Clamp was at AX last year, and they had an interview, and the one thing they said was that they always write the endings first, so they know how everything's going to end.
That's an interesting way to do it. That might confuse a lot of people.
Isn't that the way J.K. Rowling does hers? She knows the ending to everything already?
She does, but she writes it out of order as well. But she doesn't write the ending first. She writes it kind of out of order. But yeah.
She already knows how it's going to end. I mean, that's how most people are. They know the ending to whatever story they're writing.
But Harry Potter is probably coming out this year. So to all those who read Harry Potter, yes.
Last
Harry
book, Potter. You'll find out that Harry dies. And he's made of chocolate.
Yes.
Chocolate Harry.
But
Chocolate Harry.
Anyway.
And then inside this chocolate is a videotape of Harry in disgusting acts of disgustingness.
That's wrong.
Yeah, but it's Harry.
So that's... How did Clamp get into Harry Potter? But anyway, let's go back to Tsubasa, I guess, after... Even though our brief overview of Clamp wasn't too much. But yeah, if you're interested in Clamp, look into Clamp. Tsubasa, basically you have the story of Sakura. She's a princess of the Cloud Country.
Cloud Country?
Cloud Country. I like the Cloud Country.
Cloud.
Cloud. The country. But you have a lot of countries. It's one of the, and basically, Tsubasa is really based on the parallel world thing. Because there's a lot of other parallel worlds and people who have high magical power can travel to these distant worlds. But starts off centered around Sakura, who's princess of the Cloud Country. Her brother's the king, after the death of their father, of course. And you have Shaoran. Shaoran is the son of a archaeologist. And Cloud is a very ancient country, so obviously you have a lot of relics, ruins, and stuff. So after Shaoran and his father come to the Cloud Country, Shaoran really gets to know the princess there, and they become really, really friendly with each other. And they're like little kids, right? But since there's a lot of relics there, Sean's father thinks like, why don't we stay here for a while? There's a lot of for me to study, and we'll just live here for. So they stay there for a long time, and Shaoran grew up knowing Sakura, and they both grew up to around, I can't remember their age, teenage
15, 16?
No, younger than that, 14-ish, around there. But yeah, so they grow up. And Sakura is a very special person to all those who know Clamp's works with Sakura. She's always special.
Special.
In Tsubasa, she has... how should I describe this? But she has a hidden ability within her.
That you slowly but surely figure out throughout the series.
That you will probably, yeah, figure out with the series. And there are evil people.
Evil people.
That are
so basically any dude with a monocle is evil.
Yes, you fight. There's an evil person with a monocle. So yeah, evil monocle thing. But
so you're saying
he's the one who wants that power from Sakura.
So you're basically saying that the peanut dude with the monocle is evil because he has a monocle. He has to be evil.
Yeah,
his peanuts are evil.
You say peanut? Oh, peanut guy.
Peanuts are evil.
Oh, the Mr. Peanut?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That little monocle. Yeah, what is he hiding behind that evil monocle?
He's killed so many people who have peanut allergies. But
peanut-killing bastard.
Yes. I lost myself. Yes, the monocle guy, he wants Sakura's power. He'll do anything. But he doesn't have the power to traverse worlds. He can see into other worlds, but he can't travel to different worlds.
True.
But he somehow... gets that power, or he doesn't get that power, he uses all his power to launch an attack on the Cloud Country to kidnap her. It sort of fails because Shaoran to the rescue saves her, but before he saves her, the power gets extracted from her.
So basically all of her powers have been turned into a giant wing of feathers. Shaoran saves Sakura, Sakura's feathers disappear through the dimensions.
He saves Sakura, but her power, which
is the feathers,
takes a material form as feathers, right? And it's a lot of feathers too, a lot of feathers. That's the whole basis of Tsubasa. And the feathers, they don't just hold her power; they hold her memories. So once Sakura wakes up, she has absolutely no memories at all, which is kind of sad because Sakura was about to tell Shaoran something before all this happens, and she doesn't know what she was about to tell him, but hence their close relationship, you can probably guess what she was going to tell him. But, the mage from the Cloud Country sends Shaoran and Sakura off to find these feathers. He has enough power to send them to one world. Like, he can traverse worlds, but he only has enough power to send them to one world. So, while the king and the army's fighting, the magician sends them off to the Dimension Witch. Yoko, right? I believe her name is Yuko or Yoko? Yoko, probably, yeah. And they get there, Yoko being the bitch that she is. Yoko is a real bitch. I'm quoting Anime Pulse right here. But Yoko is a bitch. Yoko has the power to traverse worlds.
You figure out more about her bitchiness in
Triple X. She has a reason. If you want to look into Yoko's story, Triple X-aholic is actually the
story of Yoko.
It's a side anime based off of Tsubasa. Or is it Tsubasa's side story of Triple X-aholic? Well, they're both connected stories.
They mesh.
Yeah, they mesh together in Poolside. Basically, Triple X-aholic is from Yoko's point of view. And Tsubasa Resurrection from Shao and Sakura's point of view. But anyway, back to Tsubasa. They get there. Also, two other people get there. Kurogane from a different world and Fai from a different world. They're sent to the witch for their own reasons. And I'm not going to go into it because it's a very long story.
Okay, well, let's simplify this story because to you it might be long. I've seen most of Tsubasa. From what I can remember, it's basically Shaoran shows up to the witch with the request to get back, or to
say... Shaoran wants to get all the feathers back to Sakura, obviously.
Well, yeah, he wants the feathers back for Sakura. Or, no, he wants Sakura safe, right? He wants Sakura's memories back?
Because with Sakura, without her power, without her feathers, she's... She's memoryless, and she's weak. Her health really...
Deteriorates
because... She lost a part of herself, and Shaoran wants to get that back so she can be all.
So that's basically what Shaoran asks of the witch. Kurogane asks to go back to his own world after.
Kurogane was sent to the witch by the queen of his country for being was Japan.
Yeah.
Well, it's ancient Japan, though. It's like an alternate world Japan.
Yeah.
So he was sent to the witch because the queen thought he was killing too many people.
So he's like, yeah, you know what? Yeah, go away.
Yeah, you're killing too many people. We know you're strong, but you need to learn the actions of you killing people. So the queen sends him to the witch. The final person, Fai.
He basically wants to go anywhere but where he came from.
He went to the witch himself because Fai's a magician.
Mm-hmm.
He went to the witch himself and he tells the witch, yeah, I don't want to go back to my world. I want to leave my world. He has his own reasons to leave, though. He has a very dark reason, actually, which I won't go into. But Fai is actually a very interesting character in Tsubasa.
So basically, the witch looks at all three of them and says, huh, all right, well, I can help you guys all out. You guys are all together in a group? Be gone.
She puts them all into a group. Because they all have relatively simple, similar goals. Shaoran wants to get the feathers back. But the feathers are scattered across all these worlds. He needs to travel the worlds to get those feathers back. Kurogane, he needs to get back to his own world and get back at the queen, right? But he's going to travel the worlds just in case one of the worlds they travel to might be his own. So he's going to travel with them. Fai, well, he wants to go anywhere but his own world. So he travels with them as well. But the witch has a price. You can't get anything free in this world, and you can't get anything free in the Tsubasa world. The witch says, okay, each of you give me your most valued possession or whatever I deem is enough to pay for the trip that I'm going to send you off on, because she's going to give them the power to traverse worlds. From Fai, she takes the magical seal he uses to do magic. Because if he doesn't have that seal, his magic goes haywire. So she takes that from him. From Kurogane, she takes his most prized sword.
Well, that's what all samurais prize, their sword. Sword, no life. That's what a samurai
because
sword is.
Kurogane is a samurai, yes. And since she took away his swords, to the samurai, their swords are very important, more important than their lives. So she takes that from him. Now, from Shaoran and Sakura, Shaoran was about to give anything for Sakura because he really cares for her. And like he thought that he could give even his life just to get Sakura's memories back, her feathers back. She goes to him and she's like, I don't want anything material from you.
This is where the bitch comes in.
She says, what I will take from you is that one feather, the one memory of Sakura's memory of you.
So basically, her feathers each contain a memory. This one feather contains all the memories of you that Sakura's ever had of you. This one feather she will never get, and she'll never find, and she'll never have. Basically meaning, Sakura will never remember who you were, what you've done, all that other...
So what Yoko takes is all of Sakura and Shaoran's happy days together, how they meet and everything. All memory of Shaoran will be taken by Yoko. Shawan at first is like really, well, he's not pissed off. He's like really surprised and everything. But like, obviously he'll do it. Like, it's no big price to pay. Like, he might lose his relationship with Sakura,
but he'll save her.
So the witch is like, okay, I'll give you this puffball, and you take this puffball, and you can traverse worlds. Mokuna is this puffball thing.
It's basically a white bun bread or
pork. It's Kuroguy calls it a pork bun. Or manju, right? Manju. Or something. Manju is not really pork bun. Manju means something else.
A bun.
Not bun. But he looks like a bun. He looks like an inflated bun.
A white,
but
delicious to eat bun.
Mokuna, it's a very funny character. Mokuna is a very funny character. It's like this bun that can talk. And it's like a, yeah, Mokuna plays a humorous role in the whole thing. Mokuna makes a lot of jokes. Mokuna has a lot of skills. Mimicking people, doing funny things. Anything except fighting, I guess.
Was it 108 skills, or...?
I believe it's 108 of Mokuna's secret skills.
See, that's the great thing I love about this. 108 skills. There is no way you're gonna see all 108 skills before the show ends.
I don't know, because Tsubasa has really stretched it. It's like, you have an infinite amount of feathers that you need to find.
And an infinite amount of skills that this guy has, and you gotta see.
And an infinite amount of worlds that you can actually travel to, because it's all the parallel worlds. You can parallel this, parallel that, parallel this. But they start off their journey, they go to the first world. What they find when they go to these worlds is...
Time.
Since they're...
Time is in effect. Because each world is a parallel world itself. Yeah,
since they're parallel, you could go to like a prehistoric world, you could go to a world in the future,
You can basically travel from your world to another world that is exact same as yours, only 10 years old. Or 100 years old, or 10 years in the future, or 100 years in the future.
Well, it's not like that, because the worlds are parallel, but they're not exactly parallel. Like, they go to these worlds where people have these messed up powers, like Kudon, the Kudon power, I think that was the first world, right? I can't remember what's...
Fire powers, or was it the summoning birds?
No, the Kudon power, where they are able to shoot
these
energy blasts, like fire, water, elemental blasts.
Elemental blasts, yeah.
So, yeah, they go to these worlds where people have special powers and everything. But the main kicker is, like, they go to these worlds, and they see people they know. Because it's a parallel world, so they have parallel people that look like the people you knew in your previous world. So, like, Shaoran, he sees the king, Sakura's brother, but when he goes up to talk to him, he's like, "What? I don't know you. Just met you." And so they're like parallel. They're parallel world people who look exactly like the people you used to know, but yet they're different. So yeah, they go to these worlds. Whenever they find the feather, they put it into Sakura. Sakura regains the memory. So they keep on doing this. Mokuna takes them to different worlds. They find feathers. Takes them into... Like, it's repetitive, especially in the first season.
That's basically all the first season right there.
That's basically all the first season. You barely get to see the evil guy. Like, basically at the end of each episode, you have the guy with the monocle.
Not even every episode. Like every
yeah,
other episode.
Every other episode. You have the guy with the monocle looking, like, at his big mirror.
Seeing
what they're doing. And he's like, what should I do now? And
like, great.
It's like they got another feather. Basically, what he's planning to do is probably, I believe, he's gonna wait until they get all the feathers and then try to
rob them.
Try to steal the power again.
So that's the smartest thing you can do, man. If you want to rob something, the easy thing you to do is basically get someone else to do all the work for you, then rob them.
Yeah. So that's the basis of the first season. The second season gets a bit more complex. There's a lot of darker plot behind it. It seems not just that guy wants the power, but some other people want Sakura's power.
And they introduce more about him and why he's doing stuff. And
yeah, the monocle guy. They delve a lot deeper into Shaoran's past, because Shaoran is not the typical person. Because Shaoran has a bit of an identity crisis, actually, because...
He doesn't have his memories from a while... Well, he lost his childhood memories, basically.
He doesn't have any childhood... He doesn't have any memories be...
On a certain point.
Beyond, or below, like...
A certain point in his childhood.
7 years old?
Was it eight or seven?
It's like, he only has memories from right before he goes to the Cloud Country. Like, he remembers going to the Cloud Country and meeting Sakura and everything, but he doesn't really have memories before that. So it's kind of mysterious how he doesn't have those memories. And you learn that it has to do with the monocle guy, of course. The monocle knows all about Shaoran and everything. But it's so that's the basis of the second season. A third season is already... I don't know if it's done or not, but the third season is slotted for spring of 2007, I mean, so coming up soon.
It's based off the manga, right? They're already at, like, how many volumes for the manga?
I think manga volumes, 20...
17 current. There's that 17 current volumes, and it's ongoing, right?
It's ongoing. So, I mean... No, but they do a lot of jumping out of the manga. They jump out of the manga, they jump back in.
No, from what I can tell, basically, arc-wise, the anime and the manga are not joined at the hip.
It's because, like...
They'll play a certain arc before another arc, only because the arcs are so short and interchangeable.
Yes, because the arcs in Tsubasa, as you can guess, to a world...
Find the feather.
You go to a different world.
And find a feather.
So, like, the series in itself, you see a lot of different worlds. Like, it's good in an anime to see a lot of setting changes. That's one of the things I enjoyed about this, because in a lot of animes you're stuck with this one setting and it gets kind of dull, but and you learn about the characters as well as they go through these worlds, like their own personalities. Like Kuro, Gani, and Vi, they seem like side characters, but as the series progresses they're not really so side, because they play a huge parts, and they obviously see the relationship between Shaoran and Sakura. So they try to help out as much as they can, and they learn to, they sort of become family like sure. by the end of the first season, or actually even earlier on, they become really attached to each other.
Within the first couple of feathers that they get, they basically, you know, form a family.
And another Clamp thing they like to do. They like to reuse a lot of their characters.
So you'll
see a lot. If you watch Clamp, it's good to watch it just to see all these cameo appearances of all the characters they've used before. Obviously, Sakura, Shaoran, Kurugani, Fai, they've all been used before.
I mean, I'm not sure about Kurugani. I know Sakura and
Fai has been used. Shaoran's been used. Kurugani, maybe, I don't know. But there's also
Fai was in a Cardcaptors, right?
Fai? Was he in Cardcaptors?
I think he was the brother in Cardcaptors.
I can't remember.
Because I know Sakura was Sakura really from Cardcaptors. Sakura.
And Shaoran was Shaoran.
No, Shaoran was Lee from Cardcaptors.
Yeah, Lee, wasn't it Lee Shaoran?
No, it was Lee.
Was it just Lee? Yeah,
just Lee.
Really? Well, I know in
he had a sword, Chronicles, he was the kid.
His name is Shaoran Lee.
Is it?
Yeah, I think it's Shaoran Lee.
That was just Shaoran.
Is it just
Shaoran? Did they ever tell you their last names at all?
I can't remember. Because
we always go by first names.
Yeah, they always go by first names. But yeah, different worlds, which is interesting. Yeah. And, oh crap, I'm just going on.
How about a rating?
First season, I would give a steal from a friend. Pretty high steal from a friend, because it's pretty slow, because it gets repetitive, right?
I mean,
go to a world, find a feather.
After the first couple of episodes, you kind of realize, hey, you know what? This isn't really going to go too much. I mean, each arc itself is just great and gorgeous, but I mean...
Yeah. The animation and music is superb.
I mean, you really can't, you can't just mess with that. It's amazing.
Season 2, I would give it a watch it no matter what.
Watch it no matter what,
because if you've actually sat through the first season,
then you deserve to
see the second season. Because the second season is good. The third season slotted for April, spring, April-ish. It's supposed to be really good because it's supposed to conclude. I think it's supposed to be the last season that's going to be done. So for the end of your Tsubasa goodliest. I don't know. But yeah, stay tuned for that. That's going to be really good. I didn't talk about the movie. Quick little movie thing. Basically, the Tsubasa movie was another feather arc. You go to this country, find the feather. It's extended one though.
I believe that's enough for the feathers.
Yes, the feathers. But yeah, basically in the movie they go to the country, find the feather. But it's a somewhat okay movie. I wouldn't really like. I don't know if you really want to see it, but it's okay, I guess.
Alright, well then I guess I should get into my review of Heroes, the hit NBC show starring an outstanding cast of people.
It's a pretty large cast.
It is. You know, that's the one thing I like. It's a huge cast. And each character gets their own devotion to the character.
Like, you have a lot of shows that have large casts, but like with Heroes, it's a large cast, but each cast member actually gets a fair share of the show. So that's pretty good.
Alright, well let's just get into the main plot of this, because... You know, plot-wise. All right. So far, I mean, there's only 11 episodes so far, and what they've kind of shown us is arcs.
I mean, overall, there's an overall story of... Well, the overall story is basically you have these individual humans... Or people, humans. The individual people living their normal lives, normal days, and they wake up one morning with special gifts.
Well, or they don't really wake up one morning.
They develop
it's
special gifts.
It's because, like, they're like mutants because they have a genetic...
alteration
in their genome. So they were born with this, but their powers are starting to awaken for some reason. But so you have people all over the world awakening with powers. Anyway, yes.
So yeah, so that's pretty much the whole concept of the show. I mean, it's basically think X-Men without a mansion, the world hating you.
Without even Xavier. Well, actually, no, well, you have Xavier.
But he's not really Xavier. Like, well, I mean,
it's Xavier without powers.
Exactly. I mean, it's just that X-Men was basically, they were outrageous, well, not outrageous, but the huge mutants, and the whole world hated them, and they were just... deformed,
yeah,
and they had...
No one knows about these people, by the way.
They, no, because these powers they have are somewhat realistic powers. Levitation, random tissue regeneration,
yes.
Precognitive powers, psychic abilities. These are...
Flying.
Levitation.
Well, he's not really levitating, he's flying.
It's a scientific term for flying, I guess, levitating. I mean, it's not like you're a shapeshifter, or purple, or a beast.
You're purple.
I'm purple.
Like, that's a power. I can be purple.
No, but I mean, it's just... I mean, it's a great show. But like I said, story-wise, they do arcs. For the first couple of episodes, they have the arc which goes somewhat like ordinary people who discover... Basically, what we just talked about is the first couple of episodes. People are discovering their powers. They introduce the cast and what their powers are and try to go as deeply into each power as they can. You got the overall story of Mohinder. Sorry, I can't even pronounce her name. Mohinder. Who basically his father, Chandra Suresh, was a geneticist. Came from India to America because he discovered this amazing thing of locating people with genetic alterations in their genome.
Genome, yes. Mohinder Suresh's father, Chandra Suresh.
He basically figured this out. He's like, yeah. He wrote up a list.
He was able to track down people based on, because he had access to some genetic information because he was part of the genetic project.
He's the genome. Yeah, it was part of the genome thing.
The genome project.
So he basically went to New York looking for people, and he met a couple people who didn't want their powers, and he met this one dude.
These are all spoilers. You have Chandra Suresh.
He went to New York. He got
because it seems in America there were a lot of these people with powers. Because,
you know, that's where the hub of all people lives, right?
Basically, actually, all these characters are American except one character. Hiro Nakamura is Japanese. Uh-huh. But all the other people with powers are American, which is strange. Yeah. But so Chandra Suresh actually dies. Because he's dead in the first episode, right?
Basically, the first episode starts off with his son, who's a professor, a genetic
Mohinder, yeah.
Who's a professor at the Indian,
the university in India.
He's a genetics professor, and he has these crazy ideas of people having powers, genetical powers.
Mohinder wanted to see how his father died. Mohinder just followed what his father did, and he wanted to see, why did my father die? Because his father was actually killed because of his search for these people with powers. And eventually you find out that there is someone that is killing off these people with powers.
But that's another arc to begin with.
But that's another arc.
So he basically shows up. Mohinder's task is to find these people. Find out how his father found out about them. Because his father being the...
His father was a genetic genius, but his father could never prove to anyone that these people existed.
And he never wanted to tell his son either that they existed.
He didn't want his son to be involved in this.
So basically, his son knows that in which, yes, they exist. My father proved they exist. I have to figure out how he proved them and help these people to find out who killed my father.
And eventually, it gets into, it gets into the whole big arc of saving the world gonna get into like house it, but it gets into a big thing because all these people actually meet each other.
True.
Because all these people they think they're just freaks or weird people with that they can do special things,
and they
start meeting each other, they're like, hey, you can do something, I can do this, and then they kind of get together and they figure out like what they're supposed to do with these powers, because there's a greater good that they're supposed to use the powers for.
Alright, so basically that's basically what happens for the first couple of episodes, you know. After that, they get into the second story arc. which I know is kind of odd. 4 episodes in another story arc. What the hell? This is a very important story arc. I know this might be a spoiler, but you know you're not gonna figure out what this means. So like, episode 5. Save the cheerleader. Did I say that right? Cheerleader?
Save the cheerleader.
Save the world.
Save the world.
I know if you guys have been watching commercials for this, you'll see this everywhere.
That's a
bus stops, billboards, commercials, radio, everywhere. Save the cheerleader, save the world.
Hence the whole...
Save the world.
They have to save the world.
Because they are special, they have to save the world. That's what special people do, they save the world.
By saving the cheerleader.
And then this is a new one, and I know this might be a spoiler, but I'm not going to go into it. I'm just going to tell you what the new arc is that started a couple episodes ago. Are you on the list? That's right, people.
Is that the new slogan they have?
Yeah, they actually found.
Are you on the list?
Mohinder actually did find the list that his father made.
He uncovered the list that his father. So Mohinder is helping to track these people down to warn them
that you're gonna die by this.
You're gonna get killed by a person who's killing off these people with abilities.
Exactly.
We're not gonna go into who this is because actually by now people who have been watching obviously know who it is and why he's doing it because it's interesting why he's doing it. But, yeah.
We don't want to spoil too much for you. But, like I said, it's an amazing show. Only 11 episodes. It's on
11 episodes
in Monday nights at 9 o'clock on NBC. I mean, I am blown away by this show.
Yeah, I'm really enjoying
it. I mean, it is it's just... really good. It's the kind of show that just... It's not going to get enough... Well, I want to see critical acclaim for this. I want the show to win awards. I want the show
the
to be...
The good thing about it is, like, a lot of its material... Like, you'd think, like, oh, mutants, X-Men.
Ooh, yeah, I know.
Because you do tie that to it, but it's so different from, like, X-Men or any other show. And, like, the opening reminded me of Earth Final Conflict. It's very Earth Final Conflict. Because, actually, there's no opening theme. It's actually just an opening with Mohinder talking about the human genome and evolution,
and and after a couple episodes, they just stopped doing that and just show a picture of an eclipse with the moon over it.
Yeah. So, like, you have the... Yes, they talk a lot about the human genome, but it might seem like a big rip from, like, some shows, but if you actually watch it, it's very different.
I mean, personally speaking, when I was watching it, I kind of felt the whole comic book-ish, because I don't know if you guys read comic books or not, but comic books try to go with... multiple story arcs within an episode.
It's very comic bookish, I find.
Person to person story arcs where you'll have a giant story arc building upon one another to kind of make it great. Like I said, Mondays, 9 o'clock on NBC. There's already 11 episodes out this Friday. The hiatus will be over. New episode
next Monday is episode
Friday.
12.
Did I say Friday? Monday.
Yeah, next Monday is episode 12.
And from what we can tell, the producers of this show are ecstatic. Everyone loves it.
Well, they love it. They're the producers. They're making the money.
They love it to the point where it's been licensed for another 5 years, five seasons.
5 years. What's the show?
Five seasons.
Okay.
Which is huge, if you ask me. I mean, I'm blown away by this. Five seasons.
Lost is slotted for like a lot longer.
But that too is doing huge.
Yeah, but Heroes, yeah, but Heroes is actually really interesting because it's only had 11 episodes
and it's doing this great.
So it hasn't. Wow. It hasn't made that. It made it such a big impression with such a small.
It had what? It had like 50 million viewers on the first episode.
The first episode. They hyped it up a lot. They had a lot of publicity.
And like everyone was thinking, all right, Heroes. I mean, how great can this be? I mean, it's either a flop or it's gonna do great. And what did it do? It did amazing. It blew everyone away.
It did well, but it could have been.
It could have been.
It could have been horribly because with that concept, it could have done horribly, but it didn't.
It didn't. It pulled it off. Well. I'm very proud of that. And
you're
and
very proud of
well,
that.
Yeah, I'm proud of it. It's my baby. I gotta be proud of it.
I think you have to rate that now.
Before I rate it, also if you have any international listeners, Heroes will be hitting all international broadcasts pretty soon. All of Asia will be getting it June 30th.
Well, not all of Asia. Like a lot of places in Asia.
Hong Kong, Pakistan, Sri Lanka,
Japan.
Taiwan.
Japan is not.
Japan's not getting it.
They're going to be getting it by the end of this month. Asia, like, including Hong Kong, Pakistan, Sri Lanka, Taiwan, Thailand, Maldives.
Us Canadians have been getting it for a while with global television, but now it's going to be switched over to NBC.
Plus a lot of Europe is getting it, too.
We know the UK is going to have to wait a little bit, but BBC Two is going to be showing it on February 19th. Sweden is getting it on February 7th on TV4.
I think that's about it. Or, Like, a lot of they can check it
Australia,
out.
Australia's getting it.
If they're, like, seeing if they...
New Zealand got it, like, last week. Or no, actually, they got it today.
But it's really hitting it...
Yeah, got it yesterday.
Internationally, yeah.
New Zealand got to watch its first episode yesterday.
Yeah, to those people.
They got to watch the first episode again.
Again, we could always watch it again.
Yeah, we could. Alright, people.
Your rating is?
I'm going to give it a rating... Let's see, I'm going to give it a watch no matter what, on an emphasis on the no matter what, and the watch. You know what? I'm going to give it a watch it no matter what times 80. Actually, you know what? Times three nuclear explosions.
This is not DBZ.
You know what? Super Saiyan 4. That's what I'm going to be. I'm going to be a watch no matter what Super Saiyan 4.
Yes, SSJ 4. But
SSJ 4 watch no matter what.
Wow, that's a huge rating.
You know what? Just go watch it. That's what I'm going to say. Go watch it right now. Go watch it. Go on, go.
Yeah,
you're still listening to this? Go watch it.
I have to agree, but it's a really good series. People should get into it. If they have that opening space, or if you don't, make that opening space.
True. Well, that was a great episode we did today, huh? It's going on for 50 some odd minutes or so.
So we'll be saying our goodbyes for now, I guess.
So anyways, this is 8. So we'll have another episode next week or so.
Hopefully.
Hopefully.
Try not to hold your breath. We have alternating schedules, which we're trying to fix.
And hopefully we can get Kira in, because we really want to get Kira in.
Yep.
So like I said, once again, I'm
ATTO. Yeah.
This is ATTO, your premier anime and television podcast. I'm Sven.
Daisuke.
And we are signing off.